Yep, and we're recording.
Okay, do you have to introduce me?
Hi, yes, I do. Well, hello, my loves. Hello, everyone. You are listening to Pop Culture. And today, you know, I was going to do the whole bubblegum pop thing. And then I was going to do it with a champagne bottle. But I can't open champagne bottles by myself. My dad opened it for me. And the voice that you heard in the beginning of this recording is Nikki. Say hi.
Hi, everybody. Hi, all the listeners and Mari's friends and fans.
They don't know my government name. It's Monroe, okay?
Well, now you tell me that. You're going to have to bleep that out.
It's fine. You know, we've messed it up so much in like the other pods. It's kind of...
You know, and that now that that explains your Instagram name.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that. I just thought you were a fan of Marilyn Monroe, but.
Well, I am. I love her.
I know, but I thought that was the specific reason why you chose that for Instagram. But I didn't think. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. You were like, "What is this bitch like obsessed with the Monroe Street downtown? Like, what's she doing?" But, oh shit, my hair almost went into the no. So, everyone, today is May 16th. And yes, I had to look at my watch for the date because I don't know what fucking day it is anymore. And it is National Mimosa Day.
And because I'm on painkillers, I can only stick to beer.
So. We do not condone drinking alcohol and mixing medication, but you know, he's a grown ass man. He does what he wants.
Plus,
he
I'm can't kind
control
of.
Him.
Plus, I'm kind of a heavyweight, so.
Speaking of, so why are you such a pussy when it comes to horror movies?
Not anymore. You changed that. You changed that.
I feel so proud.
You converted me to, like, I like, I watched The Crazies. What was the other? I watched Scary Movies to Tell in the Dark.
Oh my God! How which was it?
Which was more of a, I guess it was creepy, and there was like a few jump scares. Especially, I mean, you've seen my sound system. With anything, any kind of noise is gonna scare the shit out of you. But yeah, Scary Movies to Tell in the Dark. I gotta say, it was a lot better than I thought it was gonna be. It was very entertaining. Had kind of a its quality to it, like, you know, it's kids and they go where they're not supposed to and there's like a monster or something, and then I don't want to say too much, but maybe some I don't want to give any spoilers. My rating out of 10, I'd say 8.5, maybe a 9. I kind of want to watch it again just because I was kind of scared, I'll admit, to watch it. So I was there may have been some parts. So there may have been some parts where I didn't fully give my full attention.
You were just like, no.
Yeah. So.
Wow. So in case you guys are wondering why the hell he's rating this movie, Nikki and I, we do things. And by things, I mean go to brunch, watch movies, and get fucking shit-faced. It is fantastic. And we critique the movies that we watch.
Like, and it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter what time of day, we're probably shit-faced.
This is true. As I am currently drinking this giant-ass mimosa.
Jesus Christ.
That's hey, those heels sound hot as fuck, though.
They're not mine.
So yeah, that's what we do, and then we eat food because we also go to places to eat.
But usually to be burgers. Fair, yeah, and to be fair, we've come up with a system. If we go to brunch, we can't watch a movie after, especially if it's a movie we've never seen, because we went to see, what did we go to see?
1917.
1917. We went to see 1917, and I slept through the first, through the beginning, and Monroe slept through pretty much the end, right?
Yep.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah, it was great.
But I feel like I shouldn't even give it a rating because we didn't really pay attention. The parts I saw, I liked. But I do remember, and this is why, you know, you and me like subtitles, is, you know, these guys have very strong, I don't know if it's British or whatever, but their accents and some of the stuff they were saying, you had to, you know, kind of go back and think, okay, what did he say, you know? But, and the one thing I did not like, I will say about that film, was, they promoted Benedict Cumberbatch like he was the main character, and he was literally in there for, what, 3 minutes, if that? He wasn't even... I think he had, like, maybe, like, 5 lines. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but still, like, that kind of...
No, and it's true. That's, like, a lot of films, to be honest. The more well-known celebrity gets the one that gets put into the trailers, and... they get, like, seen as they're the main person of the film. And I feel like it's also somewhat a tactic for them to get people to, like,
come
to the movies and be like, oh, my God, like, Benedict Cumberbatch. Because I know I saw it. I was like, oh, my God, Benedict Cumberbatch. I know.
That's what we both said.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
Yeah. And he didn't get to be his normal, you know, his acting style, he couldn't even do much because I'm sure he knew what he was getting into, but I think it was to introduce all those, you know, because they were young kids. I've never seen them before. I don't think you recognize?
No.
Yeah, so I think maybe it was one of those things where they're just trying to introduce newer, younger actors and bring them in. But from what I saw, I liked it. I want to watch it again. You know, sober, but
yeah, maybe not have brunch before this time.
No, that's what I'm saying. We learned the hard, well, not even the hard way, because at least that wasn't a movie that we did want to see it, but it wasn't like if we missed it, we would fucking hate ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't like
the Birds of Prey.
Yes, like seeing Bird, I would be so pissed if I had fallen asleep. During Birds of Prey.
You would have to, like, I don't know. That's like a sin for you.
It is. It really is. In case you're wondering what the fuck and why, on my other areas of life, I do cosplay. And one of my very first cosplays and one of my very consistent cosplays is Harley Quinn. And... yeah, I would have just been like, no, I'm not moving. Play it again. let's see. What else have we seen? Well, let's talk about the sad stuff first. Let's talk about everything we're not going to get to see for some time.
Oh, and okay, so the ones were, well, hopefully, because they're already setting new dates, but that doesn't mean anything because... you know, no one knows when this pandemic is going to stop. It's or at least slow. It's slowing down in certain areas, but it's not slowing down in general. You know.
This is true.
I heard that somewhere where they opened back up, I don't know if it was Georgia or Florida or something, that their numbers are going back up because they opened. So it's like, but then another place is yet to, like, they just opened up Wisconsin. They don't have the numbers yet, but people are going to bars and doing stuff that they were advised not to do and bitching about, and now they're doing it. And I mean, I hope they don't get sick, but if they get sick, kind of ask for it, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That was like when all the kids were partying down on the Florida beaches and they were like,
yeah.
They're like, if I get the Rona, whatever, and then they got the Rona, and it's like, well, at that point, you're kind of un pendejo, but... who am I to judge them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. What was the most recent one we were going to see?
Well, recent, it's already been 2 months. The first one we were going to see was A Quiet Place Part 2, which Literally, remember the day? I think I told you I bought the tickets, and then literally like 3 hours later, they announced they were postponing.
Yes.
I was
They were like, we're closing all movie theaters, and I was like, what the fuck? And we were waiting too. We're like, okay, should we do it now? And
because they barely went on sale on Fandango like the week before, or something, or maybe the week of, something like that. We were really close. Because they announced the James Bond movie was postponed first, and that pissed me off because it was supposed. It's one of those movies where they canceled it because it was also overseas, very popular.
Yeah.
And that's why they announced it first, and then they came out with Last of Us, or Last of Us. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about video games. A Quiet Place Part Two. Sorry, Last of Us got postponed too, but. What's the other one that we were gonna see? John Wick 4 and Matrix 4.
Yeah.
But they put new dates for that too, but I don't trust it. It's not.
I don't either. And then like, cause you don't know. You know.
And not that I don't like the Matrix movies, but a fourth one is. I don't know. I feel like they're trying to do what they did with Terminator, like just bring back an old franchise.
Right.
You know, because it could have ended with T2, but they decided to make those three more, and then they redid it all over again. And even though the new one, I liked it, well, you know, we'll get to that in a bit. It's like they're just trying to make money, and it's like, are you actually going to make a good movie, or are you just trying to rip me off?
This is true. Because, like, you know, first off, I need to have a marathon and, like, rewatch the movies. But I could have sworn he died at the end.
But to be fair, the whole story behind Neo is that he's been resurrected. Like, there's been multiple versions of him.
Right. Which is fine. But he died. I can't go through this heartbreak again. I can't see him die again. Selfish.
At least it wasn't a brutal death. He just, you know, he was beaten, but it wasn't like I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, but it wasn't as, because the last movie I wasn't a big fan of. It was really hard to follow. Like, I just didn't. I had to watch it. I think after like the fifth time I watched it, I kind of understood what they did. And it wasn't as good as I thought it would be. But a fourth one, I'm like, where are they going? What are they going to do now? You know, because Zion was saved. They made peace with the machines. So what's next? You know, did someone get killed like in a scavenger hunt? Like, or not a scavenger, like scavenging some of supplies and saw a robot and attacked. And then they started the war again. I don't know.
Maybe they're going to go with the multiverse route, and it was one simulation of like 1,000.
Like an Inception kind of thing?
Yes.
Oh, God. That's just, I mean, it worked with Leonardo DiCaprio, but yeah. I don't know. That would be, they'd have to get really creative to do
it. For it to work, yeah. I don't know. Oh, see, then I said multiverse, and then I thought of Benedict Cumberbatch when he tells Pepper, I can't remember the exact number, but I saw all these other multiverses.
He said, I saw 14 million different futures. He loved you in all of them, or something like that.
Right? My heart, yes.
I was like, damn, dog.
Why you gotta go there? Oh, right in
that's
the
another,
feels.
That's another movie. I love Endgame, but when you start to analyze it and break it down, it's a little. you wanna critique it, but it's like you just love the movie. You love the big parts so much, you just can't hate on it. You know, it's. it's been building up to this. It's like, okay, I guess that's cool.
Yeah, for real. Like, who would have thought that, I mean, you know, Marvel, right? They fucking thought because they've made it this far. But us regular people, who would have thought when Iron Man came out that it would get this far? And they're still shelling out movies like Black Widow. We don't get to see it either. No.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. I think that came out this month or was supposed to come out this month.
That's another cosplay that I do.
Oh, yeah. That is. Yeah, I remember that one. Weren't you there for Halloween?
Halloween.
One time we went. Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
We all went as superheroes. Mm. Yeah. We went to some house party in Linkin Park or something.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the north side.
Somewhere more up my alley.
Yeah, I'm from the south side.
And you were Bucky.
No, that was Ricky.
No!
I was Captain America.
Oh, yeah, you were. I remember. It started, you know, let's just not get into those details. It started a problem, but.
What?
Irrelevant.
You'll tell me later. Tell me later.
We'll talk about that.
Okay. Else.
Separate cheese me. let's see. So Scarlett Johansson is bae, in case y'all don't fucking know. That's baby. We love her. Y'all respect that woman.
I actually, speaking of her, I saw that movie Lucy that she was in. I told you I threw out my back last week. So I've been literally watching movies because I was stuck in bed, couldn't move. So I saw it on sale and I bought it. And it was, the beginning was really good. And then it just, it's one of those things where it's entertaining. And then the end was just kind of, I felt like it was a little lazy. Like they, I don't know, it just didn't. I don't want to spoil it, but it's, if you haven't seen it, I mean, it's a good movie if you just want to be entertained, but just the end just didn't make sense to me. I felt like it should have been more climatic, you know? But that's my opinion. Maybe a 7 out of 10.
Solid.
Just, yeah.
Six and a half.
6.5 or 7. It's... but yeah, what were we saying about Scarlett?
I love her. Yeah, that's pretty much all I had with that Black Widow. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, I love seeing her in leather.
I don't blame you.
And those, spandex or whatever they call it.
You know, the entirety of the Marvel cast just has America's ass.
I wouldn't say that title stands alone to Chris Evans. That guy's worked hard to to get it like that.
That's true. Sorry, there's children running through the apartment.
Oh God.
Had to move locations for a little bit. This is what happens when you live with children.
Are you in a closet? It looks like you have a... Okay.
I'm in the closet, y'all. Anyway... One must resort to all measures in these times. I really, really, really want to cosplay Wonder Woman.
That'd but be
not,
good one.
Not like the right, the one, the new outfit that's coming out in 19.
The golden one?
Yes.
I don't know where you, if that movie hasn't been out yet, I don't know where you would find it.
I don't know.
But then again, I've never cosplayed, so I wouldn't know.
I can make it. I will make it. I don't know how, and I will end up chafed some fucking way, but I'm gonna make it. You know what I should make? I should buy a bunch of fucking caution tape and, like, random pieces of plastic and make that fucking coat that Harley had in Birds of Prey.
Oh, God. Just walk around with a giant mallet. That'd be cool.
I'm so down for it. But I have to walk with, like, only one heel on, so it looks like I just blew up the factory. Yeah.
Oh, so speaking of that, remember when she goes to that restaurant and she gets that big-ass fucking sandwich?
Yes.
And I know a restaurant really close by that makes something somewhat similar. But it's more of a sub. Because hers was like a regular sandwich, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's like a, I think it's like a 6 or 8-inch sub. And it's basically got all the same stuff she had fucking every breakfast. Like sausage, bacon, ham, and they cook the eggs however you want them and just put them in the sandwich, and I think they put cheese too. It's a heart attack. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Y'all can't see my face, and I forget that quite frequently, but I stuck my tongue out like a fucking dog, and I was like, I need it.
Yeah.
No, that does sound like the perfect hangover cure.
I haven't had it yet for a hangover, but I imagine, because my buddy used to go to that restaurant all the time because he used to live a lot closer to it. And when I started going myself, that's when the quarantine started. So I haven't been drunk in like 3 months, maybe 2 months, something like that. That can't be healthy.
You know, a detox is always necessary every now and then. I'm trying to think if I've been drunk. I've been drinking.
Right, like I've been drinking, but I haven't been wasted in a while.
Yeah, same actually. Oh, that's weird. That can't be normal.
It's not right.
No.
Although the other day I was when my back started feeling better, I went out to mow the lawn, and I popped a painkiller, you know, and I whatever, just so I could get through it without being in pain. And once I was done, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna have a beer. I'm like, I don't care if I get dizzy. So I go out front, crack open a beer, and I swear I had the best feeling ever. Just because it was so strenuous for me. Well, not strenuous, but, like, it was really, like, making my back ache, and I just needed to sit down. And the beer with the... Because it's not a super strong painkiller. It's just ibuprofen, but, like, amplified by, like, 5. So it's, like, yeah, it's pretty strong. But it's... that with the beer, I was good. Sun was out, it was beautiful out. I just felt really nice. I was like, yeah, this is nice.
You're just sitting out there just coasting. You're like, you know, this ain't too bad.
And it was like, I want to say it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, dang. See, that's nice. That sounds nice. I was, yeah. You know, so last night, right? I did a thing. I joined the EDC Vegas live stream, right? Started at 7 our time. And it ended at 2 in the morning Vegas time, which here was 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was fucking great. I was lit, like, the whole time. But, yeah, I only got, like, 4 hours of sleep. And then I'm gonna do it again. Tonight. I'm excited.
I mean, it's not like you gotta work tomorrow, right?
No, thank God. Because That would fucking suck. I love how every time the cup just comes near me, you're just like, oh god. So this giant cup that I have is literally the size of my fucking head. Like.
Jesus.
But yeah, much, like I said.
How much of that bottle were you able to fit in there?
You know, progressively, I almost have nothing left in here.
Oh, God. Is that your first refill?
It's done.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like the whole bottle.
Well, you haven't been drunk in a while, so I guess that's...
No.
Can't be too sober, you know?
Yeah, no, like, it's dangerous. you know, all jokes aside, We're not saying drinking is the answer. If you guys do suffer from any alcoholism or things like that, there is help out there. Please seek it. We want y'all here for many, many more years. We adore y'all. And if no one's told you, I'm telling you, we adore y'all. Okay, so horror movies, right? I was watching this, like, I don't know. It was this... I can't even remember the fucking name of the movie. But it was this, like... kind of... It was... I think it was in Ireland. It was based in Ireland. And this family, like... They told him, you know, if you're going to move there, you have to be careful for, like, the fairies. And, like, you got to be careful, basically, like, don't mess with the forest type of shit. And then the dad started, like, becoming... It was weird. It was a weird fucking movie.
You'd think a horror movie based in Ireland, the horror would be they ran out of alcohol or something.
It was not. It was very interesting. And I need to find the name of that damn movie. So if y'all know what the hell I'm talking about by that random-ass synopsis
I gave. Where did you watch it?
Netflix.
Like, oh. Was it like a Netflix movie or was it like just something they put on there?
Okay. It's something they put on there, yeah. Speaking of Netflix, so people out here quarantine and chilling and everybody popping out babies, Nikki. I can't afford all these fucking baby showers.
Well, baby showers, we can't go anywhere.
It's true.
Like today, right now, actually. Yeah, right now. I guess if it's your cousin's daughter, that's your second cousin, right?
To Latinos, that's your niece, but yeah.
Right. To Latinos, that's your niece, but that's technically your second cousin.
Your second cousin, yeah.
I would have said niece, but apparently I learned that a while back. So anyways, yeah, my niece, I guess. She just graduated 8th grade. You know, she's going to high school. And she's tall, dude. Like, she's almost as tall as I am. Like,
shit.
She's probably taller than you.
You know, me at a whole 5'2", a lot of people are taller than me.
Yeah, she's... I want to say she's, like, close to, like, 5'7", 5'8", maybe. And, yeah, she just graduated high school, grammar school. She's going to high school. And her mom, my cousin, she asked all the family and, like, I guess close relatives to, like, do a drive-by. Like, all the cars line up and drive by and honk their horns or whatever. I guess that's a thing now.
Yeah.
Because...
It is?
Okay, because I haven't seen that. So...
You were like, fucking weirdo, why are we doing this?
Yeah, because I just had Gina washed, so I don't want to drive her anywhere.
Gina is his car.
Yeah. Yeah. Her name's Gina because every time I see her, I say, damn, Gina.
Facts. But yeah, that's been a thing lately, so... Now that, you know, people can't get together for, like, birthdays and so many people are graduating and, like, they don't get to celebrate, a lot of people are doing, I can't remember the actual fucking word for it, but it's like a little car parade basically, and people like honk their horns, and some people will go the extra mile and like decorate their cars and shit and be like, oh, blah, 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 congratulations.
Yeah, she asked us like, oh, if you guys want to decorate your car, that's fine. I'm like, no, I'm no one's putting, you can't touch Gina.
You're like, I'm not doing this.
She's already sexy the way she is. You don't have to dress her up.
True. But yeah, that's what they've been doing. And people have been like getting virtually married and shit. And I'm just like, oh, y'all like hella in love. I'm selfish. I would still want a party. Cause that's just me.
I mean, the way I see it, you could get married, but just have like the party later. You know, no. That. Because I was supposed to be in a wedding for my best buddy from high school, and that never happened because they got married at City Hall. Mm-hmm. So he told us, like, yeah, we're just going to get married right away. He's like, and then like later we'll throw a reception. He's like, and he asked me to be a groomsman. Mm-hmm. But it passed the time already that he told us it was gonna happen. I was like, dude, is this like not happening anymore? He's like, yeah, we're not really worried about it. I'm like, yeah, dude, you're already married. You got your kid now. I'm like, who cares?
At that point, yeah.
I'm like, if anything, you could have something. He's got a big ass yard. I'm like, just do something back here, you know?
Yeah.
A little ceremony or something.
That would be so cute.
Yeah, but all this virtual stuff is nice, but it's getting old. Like right now, we would probably be on our sixth cigarette and standing outside the that brunch place or some, or maybe on our way to a movie.
Yes, Hutch, so good. I cannot wait till we can have brunch again. Because, you know, this mimosa just don't hit the same when it's not being poured for you.
Right? And the bartender that we liked, that guy was cool.
He was awesome.
What are the jars called? The
carafes.
Carafes? Is that what they're called? Mm-hmm. So the first time we went there, we were ordering carafes because we didn't. It said on the thing that bottomless mimosas was only during the weekdays. So we're like, whatever, we'll just order the carafes and whatever. That way we could try different flavors too. And at the end of the bill, we ordered so many carafes. The guy's like, hey, I just charged you for bottomless mimosas. And we're like, damn, dude, you saved us a lot of money. So the difference that we saved, we gave it to him as a tip. Yep. We gave him almost a 50% tip or something.
Yeah, we did.
Like 40 or 50%.
He hooked that shit. I was like, yo.
You know, he didn't have to do that.
He didn't. And like, and that's what I love. I love that, and not just like when things are normal, so to speak, because after this I frankly doubt we'll go back to normal completely. But I really appreciate people that like what they do.
Yeah.
Or even if they don't, right, they're still courteous and they're still super nice. Like, that's awesome. That speaks volumes of you as a person, not just an employee, in my opinion.
Yeah, because, you know, did you ever work in retail? Yeah, so, I mean, technically my second job was in retail, and I had this guy who had worked there for so long. He's like, dude, I don't even get mad at, like, the annoying customers anymore. He's like, if a customer's about to piss me off, he's like, just kill them with kindness. Just tell them, okay, sir, have a good day. Or, okay, ma'am, sorry, I couldn't help you with that. And you might piss them off more, but at the end of the day, don't let that mess up your day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do not stoop to that level. Because if you do, you risk the likelihood of you getting reprimanded at work for getting into it with a customer.
Because that happened to me once. Because I got pissed off. To be fair, though, I was justified. Because it was closing time, like 15 minutes to closing time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And always, you always have that guy that comes in for last minute shit, which is fine if it's like one item, you know? Like,
oh, you're preaching.
Right. Like, I forgot to buy this, whatever, and I just came to get it real quick. This fucking asshole comes in on a Sunday, mind you, to, what was he getting? He was getting lumber. I used to work at Home Depot. He was getting lumber, and he asked me to help him, you know, load it up to the cart. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll give you a hand. And he's being so picky with each piece. And I'm like, dude, like, we're about to close in like 5 minutes. Like, do you have, you're telling me you're going to work on this lumber project Sunday night? You can't come back. I told him, like, we open at 6 in the morning, so you can come back. Pretty sure it's not, you're going to be making so much noise, your neighbors are going to complain at night. Like, you're not going to work on this tonight. And sure enough, he kept insisting. And every piece that I picked, he would find one little flaw with it. I'm like, dude, I'm like, what are you using it for? And he told me, I'm like, okay, you're not going to see the wood. It's going to go behind your wall, so who cares? He's like, no, it's got to be perfect. It's got to be perfect. And I'm like, and then I looked over, you know, I was like, it's closing time, and it's like 10 minutes closing time, 20 minutes after closing time, and I just lost it. I'm like, dude, these people want to go home, and they're waiting for you to leave. He's like, well, I got to do this tonight. I'm like, dude, you're not going to work on this. You're going to start on that, and then I just snapped, and then luckily someone came to back me up, and he told him, you know what, sir? He's like, I'm going to stay a little bit later and put some on the side for you. And I'm like, dude, I'm leaving. I took off my apron, threw it on the floor, and I'm like, I'm going outside for a cigarette. I had to leave because I was about to snap at him. I was about to tell him, like, dude, get the fuck out of here.
If there were a Monopoly table, you would have flipped it over.
I would have.
On that note, anyone that works in retail, anyone that is essential right now, hit us up. Hit us up on my Insta, on the LLP Insta. Let us know. Comment on the pod. What are some of your customer horror stories? I really want to get a giggle out of this shit because just the audacity of things that I feel like when you work retail, you see a whole other side to the human brain that you're just like, how? How did this cross your mind? And you woke up today and you said, this is what I'm going to do.
And not just that, it feels like retail, like it knows, that job knows when to fuck you. Like it knows when to fuck you over and tell you, okay, today you're going to have a bad day because I'm having a bad day. You know, like it's. My last day working at Home Depot, this chick came in with, she wanted me to help her build a bed frame. She was building her own bed frame. And I was like, it's my last day. I got an hour left. And she wanted me not only to help her like get the right stuff, but to help her build it and plan it. I'm like, no. I'm like, I told the lady like right around the time I was about to leave, I'm like, ma'am, I'd love to help you with this. This is my last day working here. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah, I'm literally, like, I'm going to Ohio to train for another job, literally, in 3 days. I'm like, I would love to help you with this, but it's not my job anymore. She's like, okay, can you get someone to help me? I was like, oh, thank God, she's nuts.
Thanks the Lord.
You know, because I know she meant well. She was a nice girl. She was kind of young, too. And she wasn't being annoying. It's just like, I want to leave. Like, I found a better job that pays me double what I'm making now. And I just want this horror to end. You know? Like, she wasn't bad looking. So it's not like, you know, I didn't want to talk to her. But it's like, I don't care. I want to leave.
Unless you're like, I was not judging the lady. Appearance.
it didn't matter. I just wanted to go home. Like, unless you're Scarlett Johansson, I'm leaving.
That is fair. Yo, I saw the dirtiest meme, right?
Oh God. And when you say dirty, it's probably dirty.
This is true. And it was this dude, right? So they share a picture of Scarlett Jo, and they're like, esta, imagínate la cara que va a hacer Scarlett Jo cuando lambié el Duvalín sin el palito. And I was like, oh my God. And then at the bottom it just said, perro. And I'm not translating that into English because I am bilingual.
I feel like it would sound worse in English.
It would. It really would. So, and like, and that's one of the things that I, oh my God, anytime you translate something, it sounds so much worse. Like, and it goes for either or. I did a thing, I want to say like a month ago. My brother and I have been on this kick of like watching movies in Spanish that we've never seen in Spanish. Or even if we have, because, like, you know, my parents. And we put on Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Okay.
And that shit sounds so atrocious in Spanish. It is so bad. Like, there was a part where we literally were like, and we look at my mom and we're like, we're so sorry. It doesn't say that in English. And we're just like, the entire time, and like, neither one of us is moving. We're just like sitting here like, oh my God, this is so much worse. Then like, I'm like, this movie's already like fucked up. But God damn. I was like, this is real. This is happening. This shit is not okay.
Sorry, I'm getting another beer.
Oh, that is okay. I know you don't have a super cool giant cup like I do.
I actually do.
Ooh.
It's actually kind of cool because do you remember my friend Julie?
Yes.
So her mom works for Corona or Modelo, whatever the main one is.
Mm-hmm.
She gets like, you know, they make all this merchandise. Shirts, mm-hmm. blankets, like different clothes, and then there's bottles, obviously, shot glasses.
And can I get a hat?
I could probably get you a hat. It's like one of those where it's like it's open, it's like flat in the front, and then the back's like it's got those, I don't know what you would like to air out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could probably get you one. But yeah, like they have so much merchandise sometimes that she'll like call me. She's like, hey, Nikki, do you need any, she said, do you want to come pick up some stuff? I'm like, well, what does she have? And she'll tell me, like, and I actually have a sign, like a big-ass light, like those ones that they have at bars,
mm-hmm.
of Modelo, like the Modelo sign.
The neon sign.
In my house.
That's cool. Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. up anywhere, but yeah, it doesn't work, so that's probably why they threw it out, but. Whatever. It still looks nice. What were we talking about before this?
You know,
I had something to say, but I forgot what I had to say.
Movies in Spanish.
Right. Oh yeah, like I was saying, yeah, some stuff just it doesn't sound the same. Like I watched Parasite
uh-huh.
Like a few weeks ago. That was a really good movie, but I'm sure, like, if you're from Korea and you understand Korean, it probably sounds better in Korean, you know?
Yes.
Like, the mm-hmm. translation, even I could tell, like, some of it, I don't know that much, but I felt like some of it just was out of context.
Right, like, it didn't match up. Like,
right, it was, like some, it wasn't the whole movie, but it was some of it you could tell, like, okay, that's not exactly what they said, but it was the gist of it.
Y'all can hear that door, right? That is my nephew yelling for me to open the door, and I am running back to my hiding place.
For those of you who enjoy a good beer, I right now am drinking what's called a Prankster. It's instead of a K, it has a Q. This is actually a, what is it? Oh, it's from California. It's a Belgian style golden ale. And how much percentage. Whoa, 7.6. That's cool. So, yeah, I highly recommend it. I thought it was, man, I really have a high tolerance, huh? But it's not true. What would I say?
You're like, oh, 7.6. And in your head, you said, that's nice.
Yes, that's nice. I wish I could do the Linda Belcher voice.
Right?
See, that's... See, there, what's that? What were they doing in that? Oh, the... I don't know if you remember the episode where they're... they have a cow, like, out front. Because that guy's mm-hmm. making a documentary about, like, how cows die for to make burgers or whatever. And they have her... They have her, like, in a thing that says... That's labeled, the cow that jumped over the moon. And Linda's like, see, that's nice. But yeah, Prankster is a good beer. Just drink it ice cold. Don't even drink it a little bit. If it's a little bit cold, wait for it to get colder, because it gets...
Because then you'll taste the whole of that 7.6%.
Yeah, exactly. That 7.6 is not something you want to drink even the slightest bit warm. Like this, I have to chug it, because as soon as it gets a little bit colder or a little bit warmer, it's I have to put it back in the fridge.
That's it. It's over with at that point.
I had it in the freezer. That's why it's going to last me. I could take my time.
Hey, that's what she said.
Said Ripley to the android bishop.
Okay, so we were talking about Terminator at a point along all this.
Yeah.
And the new film, which I know you loved. I loved. It was fucking cool. It was funny in parts, which I didn't expect it to be.
I did, only because if you watch the uncut version of Terminator 2, there's actually a lot of funny parts that didn't make it into theaters. Like, there's that part where they pull into the gas station where Linda Hamilton, like, they're all together already. She escaped the sane asylum. And what is it? Oh, John Connor's trying to teach the Terminator when and how to smile, you know. And since this is they just turned off his switch that disables him from learning as he's going. Like, he comes like that because they want the Terminator to stay focused on the mission. They don't want it learning anything more than it should. So they turn that off, and John, Edward Furlong is like teaching them, like, you're always like, making that serious face. You got to smile sometimes. And the part where Arnold Schwarzenegger tries to smile it's the most hilarious. It's like if an actual robot was trying to smile. It's hilarious. You know, because he looks like a guy, like a guy on the phone, and obviously it's with his little scanner eyes. He's like looking at the muscle structure of a smile, and he tries to do it himself, and it's terrible. But later in the movie, he does like a side smile when he picks up that chain gun, and he's like, "Yeah, that's totally you. That's your smile." Because in the movie,
that's adorable.
Because in the movie, there that part is there where he holds the chain gun. But you don't think about that deleted scene, and it's like, that's why he said that. That's why he said, that's totally you. You know?
See, I need to, like, really rewatch a fuck ton of movies, but, like, uncut.
Yeah.
It answers a lot of questions.
Not just that, it's sometimes the uncut version is better.
True.
You know, like, weren't they trying to release the uncut version of Justice League?
Yeah.
The Snyder cut. And I still haven't seen... I mean, I've seen the movie, but I haven't seen the uncut version. But I imagine it might be a little bit better. Because he's one of those directors that... Some good movies, some bad movies. Like, I liked Watchmen. I loved Watchmen. It's one of my favorite superhero movies. And the uncut version is way better. Like, the movie's good, but the uncut version just blows, like, it makes it so much better. It turns it from a 7.5 to, like, a 9.
Honestly, I feel like Watchmen is one of those movies that is so severely underrated.
Yeah, it's it won't get appreciated till, like, I mean, maybe it got more appreciated now, but, like, I feel like somehow, like, it's going to make, like, a comeback somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, when they start making more DC movies that are good, I guess. You know?
I mean, I am biased. I love DC.
I love DC too, but some of the movies are just...
You know, they gotta try harder. They really do.
Like, Wonder Woman was amazing. I like that one. Mm-hmm. The Harley, the Birds of Prey was good. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Justice League, I liked it, but it was just... I felt like they rushed it.
Yes. Yes.
And there wasn't much of, like, as soon as Superman, you know, shows up to the thing, to the, what's the bad guy's name?
The bad guy's name.
I don't know the bad guy's name.
Dude, I cannot remember.
I know Darkseid, I know who that is, but that's...
No, weren't they, who were they fighting? They were fighting Ares, no?
No, that's Wonder Woman.
Fuck. Damn it, Monroe, you're drunk.
Yeah, I wonder why. Maybe it's because that half gallon of champagne you're drinking.
And it's definitely more champagne than it is OJ.
Oh, to be fair, I'm drinking a 7.6 beer.
Yeah, there you go. You know how I had this whole plan to buy all these, like, juices and shit?
Yeah, you can't find juices anywhere.
Yeah, that didn't fucking happen. So I just got, like, a gallon of orange juice, and then I got 2 bottles of champagne. And then I was like, wow, this is a lot of orange juice for so little champagne.
Yeah, because I even looked, like, where to buy some of, like, the flavors that we tried at our brunch spot. But I know that Whole Foods sell it, but I hate shopping at Whole Foods because... there's always a line now, you know, because they're only letting in a certain amount of people. And, like, here, like, I live right next to a Jewel, and there's no line, you know. So I'm like, plus all the customers are idiots. Like, they're just, they're worse.
Entitled, pretentious.
No, but, like, anywhere you go. Like, I went to a Target, and this fucking guy and his wife. I was about to, I've never... hit a woman, but this bitch was pushing it, like, so. It's like, dude, these guys are working for, like, almost a barely minimum wage, and you're bitching that you can't take one more water? Are you serious? If you were smart, you would get what you can from here and go to the Walmart across the street.
Okay. And get another one. So about that, the reason that they have limits in the first fucking place is because look at what happened with the toilet paper. All these people were hoarding everything like fucking morons. And it's like, of course they're going to limit things now because they don't want the same thing to happen with everything that everyone else needs. Like, this is a time to be conscientious about not you. You know?
And, well, and not just that, but they were also buying so much to resell it and make money, like, at a higher price. And those idiots who got stuck with a bulk amount, they're stuck with it because they can't sell it. Mm-hmm. They're selling it at such a ridiculous price that it's like, okay, now you got to sell it for what it's worth or what you bought it for, because no one's going to buy it for that much. No one's that desperate yet. Maybe some people, but, you know, like... that's what happened. They did it with toilet paper. They did it with waters. They did it with Nintendo Switch. You saw that? No one's selling them anywhere.
Yeah. You can't fucking find a Switch. I was mad.
I had to buy a Switch Lite just because that was the only thing available.
I was hella mad because when that check hit, that young stimulus, I was like, I'm gonna give me a Switch, and then I was like, just fucking kidding. No, you can't. they don't exist anywhere. I'm like, that's fucking crazy. And then I'm like, you know, I'm gonna wait till this is all over and these like people that just did it for the hype sell their Switches back. I'm hoping.
Well, supposedly, I mean, I read something that Nintendo's like been trying to compensate for all the, you know, because obviously they made a lot of money, but you know they know that more people want Switches, and so I guess they're trying to, you know, bring it back. But I don't know. I think once they come out, they should also put a limit on. It's like, dude, like these people are stuck at home with kids. You know, it's kind of hard to entertain a house full of kids. And
yes, you know, that's why I run away.
Yeah. So I don't know. We're living in strange times right now.
Strange times indeed, Nikki. All right, so out of all the movies that we have seen so far, which one, not including Terminator, and I can't say Birds of Prey. Okay. Which one has been your fave so far?
Of all the ones that we've seen together? Mm-hmm. That's a tough one. Honestly, I think I'm going to have to go with Dr. Sleep.
Yes.
Because, you know, not only was it, how do you pronounce his name? Ewan McGregor?
Now I don't even know.
Ewan McGregor, the Obi-Wan Kenobi. Ewan
McGregor.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, the actor that plays Obi-Wan Kenobi in the prequels, the three prequel movies. Actually, no, the second and third one, he didn't play the first one. He plays, you know, it's the sequel to The Shining. And, you know, they show a little bit like right after The Shining, the events that happened. You know, a little boy and his mom, and, you know, the ghosts are still following him. And he learns how to deal with them. And, you know, 20 plus years later, he's, you know, McGregor, Obi-Wan Kenobi. And, he's learned how to control his powers. He actually tries to avoid them. And kind of an alcoholic, you know, and then he's moving from place to place. And the whole movie it wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be, but it was suspenseful. And it was, the one messed up part with the little boy, I won't spoil it, but, you know, the little boy, the baseball player, that part was a little... Not it wasn't scary, but it was.
It hurt. It was intense.
Yeah.
Like that's, and I feel like as a rule of thumb, anything, you know, I joke about running away from my niece and nephew. That's just because they're loud and they're probably stick their face in the camera and be like, "Who's this? Who are you talking about? Why you keep saying people?" You know, just kid questions. I feel like anything to do with, like, little kids in those scenarios, it really, it just hurts. It just feels, it doesn't feel right, you know? Like, it's never a comfortable situation. Like, I saw this one horror movie. Me and these fucking horror movies on Netflix, I swear. These B-rated horror movies. It's about a fucking nanny that, like, kills the kids. I was just like, bitch. I was so uncomfortable by it that I literally just had to, like, close out the movie. I sat there for a second, cried a little bit, and then I was like, yeah, I can't finish that. And then I hugged my niece and nephew, and I was like, I love you guys. You will never be babysat.
You'll be proud to know, actually. I still haven't watched all of them. But I bought the four movie collection of Insidious. I've seen the first one. I don't think I saw the second one. I don't remember. And the other two, the Chapter 3 and The Last Key, I haven't seen. So I'm going to rewatch 1 and 2. And what else did I buy?
Can I just tell you this? It is going to be the biggest mindfuck for you.
Because I remember the first movie, and it was really creepy. You know, like, and the worst thing about it is the music. That's another thing about Dr. Sleep that what made it so suspenseful was the music.
Yeah.
You know, the, like when they were when he goes with what is that actor's name? I think his name is Cliff Curtis or something. The guy from Fear the Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of movies, but I'm sure you guys have seen him. But if you've seen the Fear the Walking Dead, he's in the first season, he's the dad of the main characters. Yeah, like that part where they're in that factory or whatever it is, the whole time they're playing that music, and it's not, once you finish the scene, it's not as scary, but it's that the whole time you're like anticipating, like, what the fuck's gonna happen? Is something gonna pop out? You know?
Exactly. That's why I shout out to everyone that does the production, the music production on these films. Because, so there was this, like, test or freaking, oh my god, I really am losing it. What is that fucking word? This experiment. We're just gonna call it an experiment. Where they basically had people sit through movies with their ears covered, like their ears plugged in, so they couldn't hear the sounds of the movie, but they could still watch it. And then they did another one where it was like they would have like the people covering their eyes, but they could hear everything. And the people that had their eyes covered were still freaking the fuck out because they could hear everything. And I'm just like, that's disgusting. I don't like that.
I feel, yeah. I mean, they both play a part, both visual and, you know, the sound and everything. But it's what makes all the difference. Because if you don't have the good sound effects, it's not the same. Like, for example, the Exorcist, I found it creepy. But literally, the only part that made me jump was the part where the phone rang, because it was so loud.
Yeah.
It was one of those old school, like, where it's like really loud, and you know the system I was watching it on, the speaker was right in my ear, so that made me jump. But like all the other parts where she like walks down backwards down the stairs and masturbates with a crucifix, you know, like that part was just creepy. It was you know, but yeah. but it didn't make me jump, you know. Nothing else really made me jump in that movie.
Yeah, so. and I feel like that's why we were looking forward to A Quiet Place 2 so much, because it breaks that barrier. So in the first Quiet Place, like, the whole purpose of the film is they're quiet. They are making no sounds. They're unable to make any sounds. So it's like the anticipation when you do end up hearing something, it's just like, fuck, what's happening? What the hell? No. It's just like, oh my god, I love that fucking feeling. In case you guys don't know already, I am a horror slut. I will do anything for horror movies. I love horror movies. Horror movies and potatoes. That is my shit. I love it. It is awesome.
And she's gotten me into it, so.
Yeah, sorry. No choice. Oh, you know what I'm looking forward to? The next Conjuring series film. Because I saw The Nun, and honestly, I would
It was
not...
more...
Yeah.
It was... I mean, I love Teresa. What's her last name? How do you pronounce it?
I can't.
It's like Farmiga or something.
Farmiga. Let's go with Farmiga. You know, I had an issue with the intro pod of me pronouncing people's names correctly and how I would figure it out one day, because people mispronounce my government name all the time.
So basically, she's the sister or some. She's related to the woman from the Conjuring movies, Vera Farmiga. Let's just say Farmiga for whatever. So they're related somehow. I don't know if it's sisters or mother to daughter thing, whatever. But she plays a younger version of her in that movie, and that it was really creepy. And the like we were talking about earlier, the music and the sounds made it worse. But at the end of it, it was mostly a lot of jump scares, which mm-hmm. seems to be, you know, the trend nowadays with movies, mm-hmm. with horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay. I mean,
like
the Conjuring movies are better, 1 and 2.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing though, like in the Conjuring films, the image and like just the presence of the nun is so fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Which I feel kind of set the stage for the film itself. So when I saw the movie, I was like, okay, this bitch is going to be out the wazoo, just like scary as fuck. It's going to be like, I'm going to want to wear an adult diaper to this shit because I'm going to piss myself. Like, you know, I had really high expectations. And while I do like the storyline with it, and I do end up seeing how like it all ties in with the rest of the films and everything, I don't know, it fell a little short for my liking. But you know, and that's saying a lot because I'm a fucking horror slut. I like all horror, like the quote unquote good horror and like the dirty, you know, grade D Netflix put together horror. I'm all about it. I don't know, but I'm excited to see that what else is in store for that franchise, especially now that, you know, Ed and Lorraine are both no longer with us. May God rest their souls. I'm very upset I never got to meet them. I want to visit the museum that is their home, but also I'm very sensitive to shit like that, and I'm just like, do I really want to, you know, see any of the things that they have encased there? I don't think so. No, I don't want anything to follow me back.
Fuck around, hear a demon in the background.
Right?
Starts commenting. Hey, well, I was in that movie.
That guy, tongue is shit.
That nun, I was way skinnier than that, all right?
It's the camera angles.
I look nothing like that bitch.
It's like, that's fucking hilarious that you say that, because it reminds me of when they do biopics of, like, living people in film, they always look way different than what they do in real life. Like, if you see, well, you know, I love Johnny Depp, though. That's my baby. But if you see a picture of John Dillinger and Johnny Depp, they don't look alike.
But on counterpoint, if you see, hold on, I know the name of the movie. What's it called? Black Mass. Same actor, Johnny Depp. He plays a mobster that was, you know, a real person, and you would not, if you went into this movie blind, all you knew was the title, Black Mass, and you saw the main character, you would not know it was Johnny Depp. Because I forgot who I watched it with, but I'm like, you know who that is, right? And they're like, no, who is that? I'm like, that's Johnny Depp. They're like, no, it's not. I'm like, and I went back to the thing, to the credits, and I'm like, look, that's Johnny Depp. They're like, ew, he looks nasty, because he was like an old Irish mobster, you know. And if you go into that movie blindly, you will not see, but he did kind of look like the guy, you know, like the actual person that he's portraying. And that's just Hollywood. You got to get as close as possible, but still pick someone that's likable or able to do the job.
That's true.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Like this other movie that I watched, we never got to watch it together. It came out last year, Dark Waters.
Oh.
that's a good movie with what's the guy that plays the Hulk? What's his name?
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
My baby. I love him.
He's awesome in this movie. It's with Anne Hathaway, Mark Ruffalo, Tim Robbins, and there's someone else famous. Oh, the what's his name? The guy, I can't remember. The guy who played the president on Independence Day. What's his name? Bill.
Oh my God!
Hold on, it's right here. Bill Pullman. That's his name.
Oh yes.
Bill Pullman. So they're all in this movie. He's not in there that long, but it's based on a true story. And yeah, I looked at Mark Ruffalo and I looked at the guy he portrayed. Yeah, Mark Ruffalo is way better looking. I'll say that much. You know, and it's and then Anne Hathaway, same thing. Her character, she's a lot better looking than the actual character. But the movie is amazing. I love that movie, and it's sad, and it's sad because it's real. You know, I won't spoil the movie, but anyone who knows what Teflon is, 99% of the human population has at least a small percentage of Teflon in their body. 99% of all humans. That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit barely came out in... Well, I mean, it's been around forever, but when it first came out, it was in the... I think it was in World War II. They made it for tanks. They made it as the armor. Or was it World War I? It was one of the wars, but, you know, when you think about it, it hasn't been that long. And then 99% people have it.
Dude, that was like, and now that you say like about one Teflon, I spend too much time on the fucking dark side of YouTube, and I go down the YouTube rabbit hole a lot more than I would admit. I bought a fucking hoodie, so it says Wheeze, right? And I was watching BuzzFeed Unsolved with Shane Madej and Ryan Bergara. I love those men. I adore them. Someone tell them so I can interview them and just like geek out at their presence. But so they're incredible, right? And they do BuzzFeed Unsolved, which is like a bunch of mysteries that are quote unquote unsolved in the world. And YouTube is funny in that way that you look into one video and you end up in like 15 other ones, and then you're like up at 3 in the morning wondering about fucking lizard people. So one video that I was watching, it was talking about how much plastic we consume, right? And apparently in like every meal or some shit, it's like 20% per thing that we're consuming. So we're consuming, so like our bodies are like 60% plastic or some like crazy shit, just because of all the particles that are in the air, and then like everything that's gotten dumped in the ocean, and because of like what the fish eat, they can't digest it, and the animals that end up eating that. It was like this whole like chain reaction thing, and I was like, this is fucked up. Another good point that you brought up, it wasn't that long ago, and I saw this picture, right? And it said, if Anne Frank and Martin Luther King were both alive today, they would be the same age as Barbara Walters. Which, to me, was just, like, very, like, whoa.
That's trippy, yeah.
That is trippy as fuck to think that Nazis existed at the same time that MLK did. And then I saw a picture of some Nazi general or something confronting Martin Luther King. And I was just, like... That's it's so baffling, because especially now I feel like we're living in a time, in a period of like history itself, that, you know, they're gonna be like, oh my God, like the earth survived this pandemic at the same time that motherfuckers were eating Tide Pods not that long ago. You know, it's very, very eye-opening to think that, like, you know, we try to displace all these things, especially racism, as like, oh, that was so long ago, but it really wasn't. Because, like, my parents are boomers, so they were alive during that time. And it's, like, it's, I don't know. It's very, very, very eye-opening.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, that kind of stuff really trips me out. When I read that and I thought about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, he was killed kind of young. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was what? Not even almost 30, or he was a little over 30.
Mhm.
Like that's messed up.
It is. It really is. And then like I was again scrolling down YouTube, and I was not today years old, but like a week ago, when I found out how young Tupac really was when he died.
He was like my age.
Dude, I started crying. I was just like, he was a baby.
Yeah, I think he was my age.
He was. And that's the part that just, like, gets to me. I'm just like, at least in, like, Latino families, you know, I'm used to, like, people by my age, and I'm 25, being, like, married and settled down and about to pop out some kids.
Fuck that. You know what else is trippy? Cardi B is my age.
Stop.
I swear to God.
Kurt. Anyway.
When I found that out, I'm like, I thought she was like 30, like at least like 29,
30. Right. Because, and like, it's not, and not to say that we're like dogging on Cardi and that like she's older or anything. No, it's because we're so used to thinking that success comes with age.
Yeah.
That when you realize like how young some of these people are, you're just like, wait. It's like, yeah. Maluma, we're the same age. What up, boo? Hit me up.
And when you think about it, like, yeah, because I know exactly what you mean. Because you know, back in the day, Bone Thugs were only like 16 when they became famous.
Dude.
And like now, like I'm a big fan of Busy Bone. He's one of the, well, he used to be one of the members in the group. He's gone solo. Mm-hmm. He's like, I think he's like 36. You know, he's only like 9 years older than me. You know, he's been in the rap game since like 1994, 93, when I was born. You know, so.
Exactly. It's very, I'm telling you, it's like, it's so fucking eye-opening. It's so weird. And then, you know, you said Bone Thugs, and they were coming to Chicago to House of Blues, and my brother and I were going to go.
Honestly, I wouldn't go unless Busy was going, because I love their music, but I wouldn't go. It's not the same. You got to have them all.
I know, but,
And Busy's always my favorite.
You take what you get in this life, and I was going to take my brother. Because, like, that's the shit we jammed to when he, like, dropped me off to work. And I was just like, damn, we don't get to go no more. You know what I'm also really upset about? So, if y'all know me on a personal level, you know that I love Carlos Santana and everything that man does. I love him. He is amazing. He was coming to Tinley Park the weekend of my birthday. My birthday is July 9th. And he was coming that weekend, and I was going to go see him, and he was coming with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What?
And I was just like, yes, dude! I'm like, that would have been so fucking epic. And, you know, now I'm just going to sit home and listen to them in the comfort of my living room and cry. It's going to be great.
It's not the same, though.
It's really not.
I forgot who my sister was going to see. I don't know if it was... I'll think of it. It's a famous Mexican singer that's still alive. Who am I thinking of? It's not Chente.
Guy or girl?
It's a guy. It's... I can't remember his name.
Marco Antonio Solis.
He was going to come, like, this year to Rosemont. Does that ring
Marco
a bell?
Antonio Solis.
Was it him?
I don't know. I'm shooting out names.
That doesn't ring the bell.
Pepe Aguilar.
I think it was Pepe. Something. I can't think of the name right now, but.
I know it wasn't Los Tucanes de Tijuana, but.
No, I would have known that because they were supposed to go to Indianapolis in June or July, and I was gonna drive down there to hopefully go see them. I've never. Well, I was gonna make plans, but obviously I couldn't.
Obviously, yeah.
You know? Dude. I obviously would have taken your ass to fucking go.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna.
You know. Take a big ass bottle of tequila, fucking kilo of coke, and call it a day.
Dude, no. Fucking. Y'all, quarantine turned this crazy, clearly. So I was on the fucking live stream, right? And for EDC. And yes, bitches, I'm about to play live. I'm about a lot of music scenes. My music tastes are all over the fucking place. Like, you can vouch to that. We put my Spotify on fucking shuffle, and you'll get anything from fucking opera music to, like, reggaeton to hip-hop to every fucking genre. It's disgusting. I don't know what is wrong with me, but here we are. And so I'm on this live stream, and first, Valentino Khan does a remix of La Chona. Right?
Oh, God.
Yes. And then Dioro does a fucking remix of La Chona, and he was playing, like, cumbia and shit. And I'm out here in my apartment while everyone is sleeping at, like, 3, 4 in the morning just fucking jamming. And I'm like, bravo, bravo, Chona. I was just like, yo, we out here. It's lit. Sorry, y'all. Sirens are a frequency for me. I don't know if you can hear them, but
you can't hear it anymore. But I think they just did one of those drive-by car things. Because I kept hearing like a lot of beeping. I'm like, is someone breaking into a car? But it sounded like
it horns sound like a, honking.
Yeah, it sounded like. So I think probably down the block or the next block over, they were doing that.
Well, it seems like we have come full circle, my lovers. I want to say thank you to Nikki for joining us today on this incredible podcast. And the reason I'm cutting us off is because we've hit well over our 1 hour mark. But as they say, with fun, time flies, correct? Yes. Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing, you know, a drink with me on International Mimosa Day. This shit is almost gone. A bitch is in it. And yeah. Any words of advice for the people, Nikki?
If anyone is if there's like movies that you guys want to watch that aren't on any streaming, like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, there's an app that I use called Vudu. I used to buy a lot of Blu-rays, and you know, nowadays a lot of the Blu-rays come with a code so that you can download a version of the same movie, but like for your phone, you know, and they give you the option. You can put it on iTunes, this app called Vudu, and a few other ones that aren't like really as big, but the main ones are iTunes and Vudu. And, you know, if you go to Vudu, it's spelled V-U-D-U. And you could buy movies. They always have sales. And a lot of the new movies are out. Well, not new movies, but, like, you know, ones that were out for a while last year. And, like, for example, Knives Out is on here. Queen and Slim. Dark Waters. You know, so if you guys ever wanted to, you know, see those movies and they're not exactly on your Netflix or anything yet, it's a perfect place to buy them. Sometimes they have sales if you want to wait, you know, and they always have promotions going on, you know, and I recommend it because you could watch it as many times as you want. And I use it. I'd rather pay for it than wait for it to come out on Netflix because you never know. It might never come out on Netflix. So there you go.
Damn, strong words of advice there. It might never come out on Netflix, y'all. Scary. That's a horror movie for sure. Let's see. What words of advice do I have? So, in case you're wondering, Nikki, I am trying to do this thing where I advise people, not really, but try to give words of comfort during these difficult times. And I think one of the hardest struggles right now, especially that we're all enclosed and we have a lot of time to ourselves, if we introspect very, very heavily into the negative aspects of ourselves. And during these times, I just want to say, take the time to love yourself, because only you can make you happy. You know, we spend so much time and through social media and everything, it paints an unrealistic picture of what life really is like. So take the time, see yourself, love yourself, especially those parts that you think are ugly, because whenever you do find someone for you, if you're single or if you already have found someone, the only way that you can love those bits is if you love them yourself first. And my rambling done. Have a great day, night, whenever you're listening to this. I hope you guys are keeping your heads up and hit us up about anything you want to know, Nikki. Thank you. Follow us at LLP Radio, at Tone Bone Capone TBC, at Poet May.J, and at I Am Monroe 3. I would spell them out, but Monroe is low lit off the champagne, so I cannot do that. However, I can blow y'all a kiss. Oh, wait, they can't fucking see me blowing a kiss. It don't even matter. Love y'all.
Just make the sound. There you go.
Zoe Saldana, I love you, boo. Yes, queen. All right, y'all. Bye.